Love, love, love. Guess what we're talking about today? Yes, we're talking about love. There are four kinds of love. Agape love is God's love for all of us, for all of humankind. And then there's Eros love, which is the romantic love. Now, Valentine's Day is a couple of days away, and this is the kind of passionate love that lovers and husband and wives have for each other. Then there is Phileo love. Phileo love is brotherly love. This is how you love a friend. Then there is sorge love, and that's a love for family. This fourth love may be a new one for you. This is the one we're going to talk about and break down today. That is called philoshe. Philoshe, and that is self-love. Now, I know, and maybe you've noticed this as well, that there can sometimes be a negative connotation to self-love. I think that's because it makes some of us think of pride or the ego. But think about it. God commands us to love others as we love ourselves. And in Ephesians 5:29, after all, no one ever hated their own body, but they feed and they care for their body, just as Christ does the church. So how can we love others, all the peeps in our lives, if we don't first grab hold of the love that God has for us, the agape love that gives us the ability to then love ourselves? As we grow and we walk and we develop this faith in understanding that God loves us, then in return, we can share this love that we have for our family, friends, and anyone in your circle of influence. Let's jump into this and talk about this today in a way that will give you confidence and courage to not feel guilty or ashamed of loving yourself in ways that only you can do. Welcome to Start Living Sustainable. I'm your host, Cynthia Harvey Brown. In this podcast, I'm going to help you discover sustainable ways to improve your overall health and well-being in your home. And I'm going to show you how to do this without spending a lot of time or money, all in partnership with God. Yes, if you're ready to show yourself some love, experience a new level of wellness, build faith, and align your values with God's vision for your life, then you're in the right place. Pour out the diet soda, and we should talk about those yoga pants. Let's have some serious fun in today's episode. So let's break this down. Here's a question for you. When it comes to self-love, what steps can you take to prioritize your own well-being and self-love? You know, recognizing that doing so is not selfish, but it's actually essential for providing the love and the care for your loved ones and the love that they deserve. My home detox session, it's a 1-hour session. It will guide you through where you are right now so that you understand the steps to take to get to a greener, cleaner house that you can breathe in. You can be assured that you are setting the stage for wellness, not only for yourself, but for you and your family. You know, I remember for years when I flew as an international flight attendant on charter flights, and I would pick up the PA system and I would make the announcement about the mask. In the event of an emergency, if the mask drops, make sure that you put your mask on first before you try and assist or help someone sitting next to you put their mask on. There's a reason for that. If you're not full, if you're not taken care of, how can you give into someone else's life? So it's important to understand that if you're empty, if you're overwhelmed, depleted, there's no way you can really truly give love or attention to someone else. It's not an all or done, and there's nothing wrong with you thinking, you know, I've got to take care of my family first. And I know you're probably being pulled on all sides right now, and you have this sense of responsibility. And it's great as women We instinctively think about protecting our children. I've been there too, feeling like if things don't get done, I need to jump in there and get started and get those things done. I would sometimes feel guilty if I dare, you know, ask for time alone to rest or just to re-energize myself. But the question remains, what steps can you take to prioritize your own well-being and your self-love, knowing that doing that is not selfish, but essential in order for you to provide the love and care for the ones around you that you love? Let's break this down, because I think recognizing the importance of self-love and knowing that it's okay to care and love for ourselves is essential, as I've said, and we must first of all recognize this and acknowledge that our well-being is just as important as the well-being of those that we care about. And many women, and you might be one of them, struggle with this misconception that prioritizing your own needs is selfish. Well, we've just established that that's not the case. Self-love, it's not about neglecting your responsibilities or your loved ones. It's about ensuring that you are mentally, emotionally, and physically healthy so that you can be present and supportive. And think about that oxygen mask principle that I mentioned earlier on the airplane. You need to secure your own mask, your own well-being first before you're able to really help others. This is a daily task, and sometimes we have to renew our mind about this. But when you take the time to reflect on what you're doing daily and what practices that you may have in place that involves taking stock of the activities or any routines that contribute to your own personal well-being. If you're not practicing self-love adequately, that might reveal something that's lacking in your ability to really prioritize what's important to others because you don't know what's important to yourself. So establishing simple daily self-love and self-care routines are significantly important, and they will enhance your emotional and your physical well-being, providing you with more energy and patience to offer those that you care about the love and the attention that they need. So, you know, when you think about it logically, what are we doing every day for our own well-being and joy? And how might neglecting that impact your ability to care for and love the ones that you say you love fully and completely? So think about that as you go through your day. Find those moments in time where you can just pour into your own body, into your own love. Secondly, you want to be able to identify the personal needs and boundaries that need to be set in place so that you ensure you're taking care of yourself, okay? Because your own well-being is critical. And this can vary from person to person. It might be engaging in physical activities or hobbies that you really love. For someone else, it could be just taking some quiet time to reflect and meditate on things that are not serving you well. Setting these clear boundaries is also key to developing a love for self. This means learning to say no and also asking for help when you need it and not overextending yourself. That is how you're going to be able to better understand that you have limits too, and that respecting those limits allow you to be more present and tune in to what your needs are so that you can actually understand and be able to address the needs of your spouse, your children, your coworkers, or even your friends. You want to be able to give to others out of the overflow. Don't neglect your own well-being, because it can lead to burnout and resentment, emotional exhaustion. These are things that are detrimental to your personal health and happiness, and they directly affect your capacity to be present and compassionate and loving and supportive. Just remember that when we, as women, or anyone for that matter, fail to take care of ourselves, our reserves of patience and kindness for others will run dry. And it's not because the love isn't there, but it's because you're too depleted to fully express that love. The third thing that I want you to consider is, how do you implement this self-love? And how do you put these practices into place? Once you recognize the importance of what self-love looks like for you, and then you identify your personal needs and you set those boundaries, the next step is to implement self-love practices into your daily routine. It may start with small little things that you do for yourself. Even a few minutes in your day can make a big difference. It could be a simple walk in the park, reading a book, or enjoying a cup of tea or coffee in silence. The goal is to make these practices a regular part of your life, understanding that this time for yourself enhances your ability to care for anyone else around you that you love. It absolutely has a ripple effect on your relationships. When you neglect self-love, don't think that it just affects you. It affects all of the relationships in your life. So loved ones might feel the distance or the tension, even if they don't know or understand where it's coming from. By practicing self-love, trust me, you will improve your interactions with others, offering them a more genuine, enjoyable you. This positive change can really help, and it will help you strengthen the bonds. It will help foster mutual understanding and encourage a healthier, more supportive dynamic within your family or within your relationship. By addressing these three aspects, you will begin to shift your perspective on self-love and self-care. It's not about choosing between caring for yourself and caring for your loved ones. It's about understanding that the two go hand in hand. Loving yourself allows you to recharge and refuel, making you a more patient, understanding, and present parent, partner, friend, coworker. To truly offer love and support to others, you must first ensure that your cup is filled. And you have to address your personal well-being through self-care, recognizing the detrimental effects of neglect, and understanding how this neglect impacts all of your relationships. Let's take the time so that we can build meaningful steps towards loving ourselves. This self-love, in turn, enriches our capacity to care for our loved ones, creating a cycle of positivity and mutual respect within our homes and even our work environment. It's super important that we understand it's okay. In fact, we're commanded to love ourselves. Of course, one of the ways of loving yourself first, taking care of your own well-being, and then turning around and returning that favor to those that you love in your family, is to detox your home. That contribute to the family's well-being and their health. This is laying the groundwork for caring for everyone in your family. I encourage you to book your 1-hour session with me so that we can go over the basics and you can learn in the session and come away with a clear understanding what your next best step is. In my home detox session, I will guide you through where you are right now to get to a greener, cleaner house that you can breathe in. You can be assured that you are setting the stage for wellness, not only for yourself, but for you and your family. So grab one of the available spots today and let's get started. Thank you for listening. I send my love, hugs, and kisses to you. Until next week, enjoy your Valentine's Day. Thank you for joining me here today at Start Living Sustainable. Please take a moment and head over to Apple Podcasts and leave me a review. That really lights me up. If you were encouraged or blessed in any way, show your love and share the episode link with someone that you know that may benefit. Thank you so much, and until next time, God bless you, sis.